Today's episode of The Mom Game is presented by our friends at Gateway GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new GMCs and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaygmc.com, look for the Shop, Click, Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaygmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. And welcome inside the Coppola Studios for the first time in 2025 for episode 252 of The Mom Game. I'm Emily Jones. She is Julie Dobbs.
Yay.
Looking so refreshed and
thanks.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you've got like, you've been wearing makeup a lot lately.
Like the one day a week that I wear makeup.
Yeah. I also choose to continue to not wear makeup.
Yeah.
But you look beautiful.
Well,
and I like your pretty sweater. And
it was a Christmas present.
Was it?
My mom.
Oh, it's very cute.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you look cute too. You look
thanks.
Refreshed. I know it's a... Kids are finally back in school after
for
3 years.
Mm-hmm. And then they'll be back for like 2 days.
Yeah.
Because we have so much to talk about.
We do.
Catch up on weather. We have holidays. Happy New Year. It's 2025. We should celebrate.
We should celebrate.
I mean.
There's only one way that we know how to celebrate, Emily.
I thought about
Emily.
Doing Dry January, Julie, but.
You did?
No.
I didn't even think about it.
Come on. I mean.
And then there's like. Damp January.
Okay, well, this is damp.
Yeah, we're damp. But you know what? There's about to be a snowstorm, so let's flood this January. Let's flood it real hard. mean,
okay. Okay, where should we start?
I don't know.
Let's do like a little quick holiday recap.
Uh-huh.
Well, first of all, we should point out we have some new mic flags.
Yes!
From our friends at Gateway GMC. We cannot say thank you enough to Charles Cooksey and... the team at Gateway GMC, they're like all in on the Mom Game.
I love it.
They are committed to us and we are committed to them and we're in a serious relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very serious.
We might be engaged.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Be engaged. Yeah.
Not me and Charles.
Oh.
No. Not.
What
not,
would that make me?
And not
that
you
would
and Charles.
Be weird.
We're
if you
not
and jointly, Charles were engaged and then I was
just like.
It would
be really awkward, especially for his girlfriend, Jaffa, who I love.
Right.
Really. And for my husband and children.
Then now we're getting real weird. I got to stop at
okay.
3 to 4.
The Mom Game and Gateway GMC.
In a relationship.
Oh, okay. So we're upping it. That's new year, new Julie. yeah. So the Mom Game is in a serious, committed relationship with Gateway GMC. And we are excited to have them. Cheers to 2025,
cheers,
Julie.
2025. It's going to be an adventure.
It's already an adventure.
And
it's like January 7th.
That's so right.
We're recording on Tuesday. Thursday, this show will air if the world doesn't end before then in Dallas-Fort Worth.
This could be good for our listening though, because everyone's going to be home
bored.
And bored. Listen to the Mom Game.
Listen to the Mom Game and catch up on past episodes.
That's right.
Okay. So give us a quick, like just 2 minute recap on Christmas, holidays, New Year's, everything.
Great. Christmas was really fun. We hosted our house, you know, so we had Christmas Eve, big Christmas Eve, Christmas Day's big. And then we did a December 29th. Second Christmas, because I had a cousin from Spain who was in town who missed the first Christmas. She's not usually here for Christmas.
Okay.
So we hosted again. December 29th is also Kelly's birthday. So he, for his birthday, got to host my family at our house for our second Christmas.
So fun.
But it worked out. They are better at throwing parties than me anyways and baking cakes. Like my cousin baked him a cheesecake and then my sister-in-law brought him balloons and cupcakes. I was like, this is great. He wouldn't have gotten any of this shit if it was just me. Like, I mean, I'm like lucky if you get a card right now.
Yeah.
He did get golf clubs and that was a Christmas birthday present combined.
Yes.
And I'm taking that literally. Like when you say it's a combined present, it's a combined present.
For sure.
So anyway, so that was December 29th. And then New Year's Day, we drove to Angel Fire, New Mexico, which we could talk about maybe further more, because I think skiing with kids and family ski trips is a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
The whole thing. But it was a very last minute trip. We just kind of decided to go because there was still another week and I didn't want to be sitting at home. And I ran it by my mom and she's like, yes. It's like, oh my gosh, my mom said yes. Like, she's in. So let's do it. So we did. Went to Angel Fire, New Mexico, skied for a few days and drove back. And we've been here now 2 days.
Yeah.
Now Kelly's dad is in town from Canada with his girlfriend. And they're staying at our house, which is fun and great. But
okay,
just a lot.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
And a lot of hosting.
Yeah.
A lot of people in your house.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's okay. That's what the holidays are for.
Well, and then it's all going to die and we're going to be, not die. It's all going to die down and we're going to be alone for a long time, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm fine. It's good. I like the company. I like being around family.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. How about you?
Good. Christmas was great. We did not host, you know, we hosted Thanksgiving, so we did not host Christmas. Pretty low key. Christmas Eve, we went to Graham, which is where my dad's, who is, you know, passed away, but we still spend all our holidays with his wife and her family, which is our family. They were married for 20 years before he died. I mean, so it's like, it's not his, it's our family.
Right.
So we went to Graham. We were there just for the day, came home, went to church on Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Day was just like lazy and but kind of organizational. Like my kids have now become me a little bit where they wanted to get all their stuff organized and like get rid of stuff they didn't need. And
they wanted to.
They did. Like, okay, let me go clean out my socks and underwear because I got new socks and underwear and reorganize my skincare, all this kind of whatever. So we did that and we had, you know, tons of time to just kind of hang out. And then we went to my brother and sister-in-law's house that evening and had a great dinner and played some fun games and then came home and Christmas, the day after Christmas, the 26th, I'm taking Christmas down. There's no trace of it at all by 2 o'clock on Christmas or the day after Christmas.
Wow.
Partially because that's just what I do usually on the 26th is just get it all down. And then Miss Vicky was there. And so she was like, do you? She's so helpful with everything. And so, yeah, got it all down. And then we went to a friend's ranch, some friend's ranch on New Year's Eve. We're there for 2 nights, had a blast. Let me just tell you how different, like growing up in West Texas, like in a rural-ish area, when you like, and you maybe you can identify with this because you do have a ranch. It's just different. Mm-hmm. Like it's, I mean, the kids are, you know, driving these vehicles.
So different.
It's like, it's they're called Can-Ams, I guess.
We call ours a Gator. It's like Gator a little John Deere tractor
but
thing.
But this is like a bit, I mean, like it's fully enclosed. Like it's,
We don't
you can
have
turn
one
the heat
those.
On.
We don't
like,
have one of those.
I mean, they had like four of them. And so the kids
little
like,
cars that the kids can drive?
Well, cool. I mean, yeah, like, I don't know what they are. But anyway, like my kids just want to drive. And so we like Heather and I we established like a loop that they could drive. I took them on like on a little test run and then they just went
driving
crazy. I mean, not crazy. I mean, it was like literally a loop where we could see them. Anyway,
yeah.
It was fun.
That's fun.
But it's like it's just so different because like all these kids are like, I mean, and most of them have driver's license. They're children. But like there was one of them, you know, younger, is about Henry's age, maybe a year older. And he's driving actual trucks, like actual cars, doing all kinds of stuff that
at the ranch,
at the ranch.
He's
that's
at
what
the ranch.
Ranch people do.
There's no rules at the ranch. You just drive your truck wherever you want.
So I took in this.
Don't even have to be street legal.
No. So they took a picture of the kids driving. I sent it to my girlfriends. And Lisa, who's been on our show, and she was like, can we please remove the gun from the middle of the, you know, like whatever. Like, it's just like there's this just
part of being at the ranch. There's lots of guns.
Guns and Henry
guns.
Fish. And
maybe scorpion if you're lucky.
Yeah.
See any scorps?
We didn't see any scorps, but they have like,
snakes?
No snakes. I think
coyotes?
It was cold. No coyotes, but they have a bunch of animals on this ranch. Cool. So like they have axis and mule deer and they have some exotics. Because I think it's like a hunting, it's
cool.
A hunting ranch also.
Fancy ranch.
Anyway, it was a blast. And then we came home and then we had some more family time. Mm-hmm. And then a dog stumbled upon our house when I was home.
Oh, gosh.
Myself.
I have forgot about that for a
yeah.
day.
Yeah. So anyway, needless to say, it was great. It was a lot of family time. And then now my sister and her kids are coming in Wednesday. And so they'll be here for a few days.
Oh, okay.
Before they go, my niece and nephew go back to school at Texas
Tech. So they're still on their Christmas break.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that kind of brings us to the snow, because are they going to be able to?
So, okay.
We have a big snowstorm ahead of us.
I know. We do have a big. Okay. Let's talk about the snow. But let's talk about it from our friends at Tylock, George Eye Care.
Mm-hmm.
Transition to it.
Yeah, because you really want to be able to see that snow. And if we're going to get 2 inches or 4 inches or 12 inches, mm-hmm. we don't know yet. But you're going to want to be able to see it for yourself with our friends at Tylock, George Eye Care, who can literally fix your eyeballs. I just feel like I have conversations with so many people who say that they can't see. It's this or that, or they've had LASIK and they don't think they can do it again. My brother being one of them, he's had LASIK twice, but it's been a long time. And yeah. I keep telling him and everybody who says that they can't see, just go see our friends over at Tylock George Eye Care. Let them take a look, because there's all kinds of cool stuff that they can do now that people don't realize.
Yeah. One of the girls that was at the ranch, two of my friends own it together, their families. And anyway, she kept putting her readers on. I was like, hey, you know, there's something you can do about that.
Right. You know, and I think a lot of people just don't know. Yeah. So that's what we're here.
I mean, I didn't.
To do. Yeah. You didn't know until we went in. And there's a lot that they can do for you. And it really is life changing. They, of course, do custom lens replacement. You can see your world clearly from both long distance and up close. Get rid of those readers. I know you did. I'm getting rid of my prescription sunglasses still. They'll randomly pop up and I'll be like, oh, I was looking for those. Like, chunk, don't need them anymore. And one of the cool things about this is that they offer 24 months interest-free financing with approved credit. So you don't have to have that financial barrier that you think you may have. Give them a call. Or just head over to the website, tylock.com/TMG, and that does include our exclusive code that gets you a discount. Or you can just pick up the phone, call them, say you heard about them on the Mom Game, and they will hook you up with that exclusive discount as well. But whatever you're doing, if you can't see, fix it. It truly is life-changing.
Make that one of your goals in 2025. Okay, so yes, weather is coming. It's or at least it appears. That's what they tell everyone. How are we feeling? What are we thinking? How are we preparing for this?
Well, we just got back from our ski trip, so I feel like at least we have some clothes ready.
Okay,
and like
good
shoes.
Point.
Like we went and got snowshoes on the way. That's how last minute our ski trip was at Walmart in Amarillo.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have
I love that you can do shit like that.
Oh yeah. It was
hey, oh, we'll just pick up some snowshoes on the way.
We like plan it into our travel. We're like, we'll just stop it. Love it. Where's the closest Walmart? What else do we need?
We need to go on vacation at some point together.
It would be a shit show. It'd be so funny. We need to go with like a camera.
Mom game retreat.
Yes.
You and I.
Yes. And like have someone follow us and just do like a side by side of how we
operate.
I love it. 7 a.m.
Hey, sponsors like out there. Anybody want
to two boxes?
Yes. Yes. Have us to your resort or wherever. And uh-huh. we will do like the best social media ever uh-huh. and document just how different the two of us are.
And then how we can both enjoy a vacation at your property.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. You. We're talking to you, luxurious property owner.
Yes. Yes. But yeah, we were like literally buying our, you know, buying lift tickets like the night before the morning of ski school. But like, that's a whole nother thing. Angel Fire we can talk about. But point being, we have some gear.
You're ready.
And so besides the fact that I wanted nothing more than to send my kids to freaking school today because it's been the longest break ever and they get out of sorts. Like, they're not behaving
we all
well.
Do.
Yes, they're bad right now. They're bad. One more than the other. And it's driving us insane and me insane. So I was ready for them to go to school because that school, apparently they're good.
They need structure. Yeah. Yeah.
They get great notes all the time.
Oh, for sure.
So anyway, that part is a little bit like, but at least we have family in town and I think if you get a certain amount of snow, it can be fun. If you just get the icy crap that like shuts things down.
That's what sucks.
But it sounds like we could be getting a good amount of snow that we can go play in and make snowmen and snow angels.
Yeah. I just don't want thunder sleet like or whatever that's called.
Right.
Like that sucks.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know. I feel like we're relatively prepared. I mean, I'm going to like little things like I'm going to fill my car up with gas after I get back to Fort Worth today. Like just little stuff. Feeling just because I don't want to get out and have to fill up, you know, so little stuff. But like we didn't go to Costco and hoard a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
you know, apparently that was happening quite a bit in Costco. Mike said he went yesterday and it was like, no. Yeah. So Mike is leaving town. Oh. Mike is going big hunter now.
Yes. Yeah. What men and their hobbies and late in life hobbies.
Whatever. I don't care.
They like, just want to leave like, us. You know this.
Well, we've talked about this. It's okay.
I know.
So, but I don't like the idea of like him being stuck somewhere.
What about you being alone?
Well, my sister and her kids are going to be here. So I'm like,
I just want us all to maintain power.
Well, okay. If you get in a bind, we have a generator. So we built.
You do?
We have a generator built in a whole home.
Oh, that's so smart.
Generator. So we built our house after the debacle of whatever it was. And Mike was like, we are absolutely putting a whole home generator. And they're not cheap.
All I have to do is get to Fort Worth.
So all you got to do is get to Fort Worth. Oh, you got a warm house and a place to sleep. We got the bunk room.
I'll be clean.
Yes, I'll teach you a few things. Organization.
We could do some great content.
We did.
Snowed in.
Stuck at my house.
Mom game snowed in.
He's going hunting. And so I'm just like, Henry today on the way to school was like, are you worried about dad making it home? And I was like, you know what? He's a grown ass man. He's going with a bunch of grown ass men. Like, they're going to be fine. Like, they're all responsible ish human beings. Like, you know, pilots aren't going to take off in weather that's terrible. Like, it's, you know, so I'm like, listen, it's his thing. Whatever. I don't care. I mean, I don't care. Not that I don't care, but I'm just like, he can. Now, if my sister and her kids weren't coming in, I think I might be a little more anxious because.
You don't want to be alone.
I mean, not alone with the kids, but just like, what if something goes wrong?
Right.
Like, and you need advice. Like, how do I handle this? What do I need to do to?
It could be.
I got a lumberjack jacket on. Like, what do I need to go chop down some trees?
You're
or
ready
something?
To rock.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
But so we'll see. But in a strange way, even though our kids just went back to school today and they're probably only going to be there for 2 days, it's kind of fun.
It is kind of fun
to think about.
Yeah.
Like I had like, I'm going to go get some sleds. So we have this huge, you remember the huge hill by our house?
Yeah.
So like when shit shuts down and like there's a bunch of snow, which has only happened like twice.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the times was when we were building our house we had bought the lot or whatever. And people come to that.
You were right by the
that
spot.
Hill. We're
the
there.
Spot.
So I'm like, we got to get sleds ready.
Yeah.
I got to have some sleds.
You're going to have to host.
In case. Oh, well, I mean.
You're going to host at the hill?
Hosting on the hill.
Yes.
Oh, like a hot cocoa bar and
yes,
stuff.
Yes. You're going to have a generator and a hill. I am coming over.
So I just come to Fort Worth. So yeah, I'm strangely, I think more. It's more like the anticipation of it. Like,
yeah.
What's going to happen?
Right.
Are we going to wake up on Thursday morning and it's going to be a winter wonderland? And then I'm excited that my sister and my niece and nephew get here Wednesday. So like it could just be like this fun family.
That's what I was telling my father-in-law who's here, and he came from Cabo. He's retired, so they live in Cabo.
Polar vortex.
When it's cold in Canada, and then they go to Canada.
God, he's got it figured out.
He's got it figured out. And so it's just happened before where he's been here during a freeze. It's so random. And so he's kind of like, you know, they're all kind of like, oh, hump, like we need to get out of town. Like what is going to happen? And I was like, y'all, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Like there's going to be snow on the ground. The kids are going to be happy. Like we can put on movies, hot cocoa, you know, why not?
Yeah.
If you want to, it's family time.
Yeah. So in my girls text, somebody did text yesterday and they were like, hey, does anybody have any puzzles? And I was like, oh, somebody's really thinking ahead.
Yeah.
Like, puzzles, activities.
We did a puzzle over Christmas.
You
it was
did.
Fun.
Maybe I should try this.
You, Emily, I know you. You're going to do a few pieces and then you're going to get so locked into that shit
that I won't be able to stop. And then it's not
you won't
be
able to stop.
I would ruin a puzzle.
You would not ruin a puzzle.
I think I would ruin it.
How would you ruin it?
Because I would ruin it for everyone. And I'd be like, this is the way you do it. We need to sort the colors and put them in different groups.
But you just admitted.
And we do the outside first.
You just admitted that you don't do puzzles. And so you don't know how to do a puzzle. So you can't boss everybody around.
No, I did them when I was younger.
Okay, but you just, if you go into the puzzle and just throw your hands up and let everybody do the puzzle how they want to do the puzzle.
Good idea. Throw your hands up. Great advice.
Take an early bird. Have a glass of wine. Don't micromanage your family's puzzle. And it can be fun.
Okay. Well, do you have any puzzles for me? Because I don't have any.
I do. I have one that we just completed, actually, with 3 snowmen on it. So it's appropriate. So, and you need one.
Okay.
You need one. Let me finish. You need one. This is very important for you.
Seriously.
This is very important for you. You need a puzzle that is new. Or you know has all the pieces. Because if there's a piece missing, you'll go insane.
I'm out. I would like recreate one.
See, that was important what I was one. Telling you.
Thank you.
So very make important. Sure. I did go on when we were in New Mexico, they had a puzzle and I saw that, you know, because you rent the house from whoever owns yeah. it. There was a little note and it was like missing the top right piece and it drew what it did look like.
Stop it.
Just so you wouldn't go insane.
Yeah.
You know?
That was nice of them.
Wasn't that nice? Good property owners.
Or just buy a new fucking puzzle. They're not expensive.
I want you to do a puzzle.
Okay.
500 bees? Starting point.
Okay. So can I tell you a little bit about my background with puzzles?
Tell me.
So when I was growing up, my sister and I would put together puzzles and we used them as decor in our room. So then we would take a poster board and we would flip it over.
Uh-huh.
And then we would put glue on the back of the puzzle and then we would put the poster board on it and we used it
wow.
as decoration in our room.
No matter what the picture was?
We strategically picked. Okay. But these were big.
That's pretty cool. Puzzles.
Yeah. So it would be kind of fun to like for my sister and I, who we used to do that growing up.
She's going
to
be here.
That would be sweet.
Go get a puzzle and then surprise her and then she'll remember and you'll be like the sweetest sister ever.
Okay. Well, she's already. We all know. It's like, again, back to our friendship. It's very similar in my sister and I's really. Like, she's the nice one. I'm the bitch.
Well, then surprise her with your thoughtful puzzle present.
But I am so nice to people's a lot. I feel like
are we doing this?
Yes, here we go again. I'm sweating about how I'm not nice. I am nice.
I didn't say you weren't.
I saved a dog's life, damn it. God bless it.
Tell the world about it.
It's January 7th, and I'm already defending my non-bitchiness.
Tell the world about the dog.
I bring it on myself.
So then you're
okay,
nice.
So we're ready for Snowmageddon. Yeah. We're all ready. Okay, well, let's talk about the dog, but let's talk about Audrey Dolan's media first.
Okay.
Because I need to get out of this now. I'm literally sweating. So we've been working with Audrey Dolan's media for a while now. 6 months, maybe? 4, 5, 6 months?
Yeah.
Anyway, we're continuing our relationship and our friendship in 2025, our partnership as well. She was a big part of this engagement that we have with Gateway GMC. Her and her team are fantastic. They've got us, you know, up to speed on all of our social media stuff. And what I love about them is they want us to still be us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they know we're not these, you know, perfectly polished humans in the influencer world. Well, okay, maybe you. in the content world or right. whatever. And so they're leaning into us being us, but helping us, you know, just kind of put a little polish on this turd, so to speak.
Jeez, you don't go that extreme.
I know, you're right.
Lipstick on a pig.
Okay. So anyway, we love working with Audrey Dolan's and her team. And check them out. It's AudreyDolansMedia.com. They're fantastic. Check out their social handles. Check out her personal social handles. She's starting a podcast. They're fantastic to work with. So thanks to Audrey Dolan's Media and cheers to 2025 and continuing our relationship with them. Okay, the dog.
Yeah.
So Mike and Henry went fishing after we got back from the ranch. Hattie was in Graham. She wanted to hang out with that side of the family for a few days. So I was by myself. I told you this.
I gave you some tasks.
You did. You gave me some texts. I did some tasks and some texts, but I was like, what do I do? I've got 24 hours, no dogs. No, because the dog's still a train. What do I do? You know, no dogs, no husband, no kids. And so I got up that morning, went, you know, got a bunch of shit done. We played Mahjong with my girlfriends for a little bit. Then we went to dinner, came home that night. Anyway, so I Ubered to dinner because it's the responsible thing to do. I knew I was going to have some cocktails. And so I Ubered to dinner and then I Ubered home. I knew I was going to be home by myself, so I was sure to close the gate. Okay, so this was Friday night. And I was sure to close the gate because I was already freaked out about being in my house all by myself. Like, no dogs, no nobody. So anyway, close the gate.
But real rare.
It's very...
like, because the dogs are gone,
it's
too.
It's never happened.
Yeah.
It's never happened where it's just me by myself. So close the gate, wake up the next morning to a text from the pool guy. He's like, I'm here. The gate's closed. I'm like, oh gosh, sorry. Stand by. So I open the gate. 2 minutes later, is this your dog by your trash bins? Nope, my dogs are at training. He's like, well, you might need to come out here. And I was like, oh, fuck. So there's this sweet little puppy scared by the trash bins, like scared, shivering. So my theory is, I think he got dumped and he found his way into our driveway and then I closed him in with the gate.
Oh.
And so I didn't get discovered till the next morning. So I go try to figure out, you know, put it on Facebook, put it on wherever. Does anybody next door, all the things, texted the neighbors. Does anybody know this dog? No, nothing. So we take him to the vet. No chip. So I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, what kind of dog do you think it is? And they're like, we think it's some kind of pit mix. And I was like, okay. So at this point, I'm like, don't know what to do. Mike's like, we cannot keep this dog. I'm like, obviously we cannot keep this dog.
But
I'm like, what do we do? So I called a bunch of rescue organizations, reached out to them, filled out forms, all this kind of stuff. Hadn't heard from anyone. It was a Saturday. So then, you know, some of the rescue organizations were like, you have to take them to the animal shelter and they have to put them on a stray hold, which I'm like, well, fuck. Now, I mean, what's the point of a rescue organization if I have to take it to the pound? Because we know what happens at the pound. They're overcrowded. So I'm like, I can't just abandon this dog. And so anyway, I reached out to our old friend Corby Davidson, who is a huge animal dude, works at the ticket. And so I said, hey, any connection, can you help me in any way? He's like, do this, tweet something, I'll retweet it and let's see what happens. So I haven't tweeted in a gazillion years, and so I tweet him like, help, whatever, put pictures of the dog. He retweeted it, and within like 20 minutes this dude was like, hey, are you looking for a foster? I'd love to you know, talk about it. So I sent him a DM and I'm like, are you sure? Are you serious? And he's like, I'm serious. So we talk on the phone. I fill him in on the dog, the puppy. He's a puppy.
How old did they think he was?
I don't know. It was hard to tell, but he hadn't been neutered yet.
Did anyone try asking him?
If he was neutered.
How old he is?
Oh, duh. Okay. We ended up calling him Thumper because there's a lot of humping going on.
Oh.
So that
you indicated, didn't put that in the tweet?
Well, nickname Thumper. And anyway.
Anybody ready for some loving in the new year?
So anyway.
Lonely?
gross. And my kids. So, okay, this is totally awful and not on topic. But so my kids have never been around like a dog that the lipstick comes out.
Oh,
nothing. They're like, ah, what is that? I'm like, it's his lipstick. They're like, what? I'm like, I know.
Lipstick down
it's
there.
It's so gross.
It's so gross. I had one as a kid. A lipstick dog.
Glad you clarified.
What do you think I meant?
Well,
Emily.
I don't know.
You do know.
I do.
Don't say I don't know.
I do.
You do know.
I do.
I did not have lipstick as a kid. I do. Jeez Louise.
So awkward. And the visual.
And when I turned 18, I could finally become who I really wanted to be.
Oh,
get that
bless.
Lipstick out of here
and
be a woman.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Is that what you're implying?
Well, you went to the next level. So congratulations on taking my bait.
You started it.
I did. So anyway.
Men don't have, boys don't, never mind. Keep going, then we'll talk about that.
Okay.
You don't have a lip. It doesn't do the same thing.
Well, I mean, it grows. It just doesn't come out of anything.
Do you guys need some help here?
Yes.
Oh my God,
yes,
I'm
it's
sweating.
Not like the dog's lipstick, right?
If you're uncircumcised, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Danny. Thank you.
It's like a dog's lipstick?
You know,
yeah,
it's kind of. It's adjacent.
Okay, just think about it. Julie's mind.
But it's not all red, pink.
It's
Julie clearly hasn't spent much time backpacking in Europe.
Okay.
Tell us more about your backpacking adventures, Danny.
Well, I don't have any.
What kind of adventures are you into? Sweating.
Okay.
I am Luigi.
Okay. So we'll have more on circumcision next week on the Mom Game. Yeah, it's okay. So anyway, the lipstick is a thing. They didn't know what to think. I don't know. Where was I? Anyway, this
Your
guy was very serious. And he said he and his girlfriend have a house and they already have a dog. They've been looking for another one. This might be the perfect fit. And I was like, this is wonderful. I'm going to go ahead and like establish this relationship with this organization called Saving Hope, just in case it doesn't work out with y'all. So we have an in there. He said, perfect. In the meantime, my sweet friend Alana Rizzo, who has a dog rescue organization, has offered for the foundation to cover the neutering cost so he can get rid of his lipstick. You don't get rid of the lipstick, you just get rid of the balls.
Don't ask me. I don't know shit.
Obviously.
even though I used to have.
Stop. So anyway, so we meet them on Monday in a neutral location. This couple is adorable and so cute and sweet. And we've been texting and he's been sending me pictures.
I saw him on Twitter. So it's the guy that you were communicating with.
Yes.
That was like, we're so excited.
Yes.
Aw.
And so they are doing great. And so we were in contact and, you know, because my kids are worried, like, what if they're not the right? And I was like, I'm not turning my back on them. I'm making sure.
So the kids got home and you still had the dog.
Yes.
So then they were invested.
Yes. And so, but yeah, we found him what I feel like is a very good home. And
aw, good
I'm
job, Emily.
Excited.
You really are nice.
Thank you. And so I feel like we did a good thing start 2025. So that's the story of the dog. They named him Barrett. He will always be Thumper in our house.
That's better.
It is better.
Barrett is better.
Barrett, yes. Barrett is more appropriate.
Didn't tell him about all the thumping?
No, I did. I told him. Because I didn't want to be like, oh, he's great. He's potty trained. He's, you know, none of that. I was like, no, he's not potty trained. He's getting the hang of it. You know, and there's some humping going on. And, you know, he chews on shit because he's a puppy and he wants to play all the time.
Yeah. Did you close the loop on social media?
I didn't. I probably should.
I think you should for the people that are worried, maybe.
Okay.
That you don't know are worried about the dog.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just be like,
no, for sure. That's a good idea.
Found a home.
Yes.
It's a good story. Because for a while there, it was like, because I was trying to help you too.
I know, you were.
You were telling me.
Sweet girl, thank you.
Well, you were telling me about, it seems really hard to get a dog into a shelter.
Yes. It's, well, because
that's a whole nother, you know?
Yes. It's not, and that would be, you know what? We should have someone on. Maybe we should have Alana on.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not based in DFW, but. She established Guidry's Guardian.
And she's a sports gal anyway.
She's awesome. Yes, we need to have Alana on. I did have a number of people tell me, like, please don't take it to the shelter. Please don't take it to, please don't, please don't, please don't. And I'm like, I couldn't do that on my, and Hattie was bawling. And she was talking to him. She was like, I'm going to take care of you for as long as I can. And I'm going to give you the best home possible. I mean, she was so sweet.
Well, but I think maybe it all worked out how it was supposed to.
It
a
did.
A dog wandered to your house.
It did.
Your kids had that experience. You found them a good home.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, that's the dog saga of 2025. Speaking of dogs, have you seen my dogs?
I have.
On social media.
They're like playing sports all around them and they just lay there.
Okay. Did you see the one over ringing the doorbell? So let me tell you something. When my doorbell gets rung at my house, my dogs will sprint to the front door and launch themselves onto the windows. And it's the thing that drives me
the
most crazy.
Do they jump on people?
Yep. All the things. And they're sweet dogs. They just need to fucking chill. Mm-hmm. So I found Robbie at Estill Dog Psychology and he has been amazing. So they've been there for 3 weeks now. They'll be there for one more week. We got to go midway through, right before the new year.
And where are they?
And he's located in, like, I guess it would be technically Fort Worth, maybe Haltom City. It's like a 15, 20 minute drive from my house, not far. And he's got a wonderful setup. He is so into, like, the psychology of dogs and, like, how your energy affects them and all that kind of stuff. And, like, we're not just doing this and it's not a magic pill and then I just take him home and you know.
Right.
And they're perfect.
It's about
you have
us.
To, yes. And you have to continue these behaviors and all that kind of stuff, which I'm like, I've told my family, like, we are all in. Like, we're committed to this. Robbie is putting in the work to get these dogs in a place where they can be, you know, normal, chill dogs. But he's so great. Like, when we went for our little, you know, midterm check-in, he was like, you know, I want you guys to be able for this to be viable. I also want them to be able to be dogs. Like, I don't want them to be robots, but like they need to understand that when you say something and when you want them to do something, that's what they're supposed to do. And most of that is because they need to feel safe and they need to feel, you know,
it's a lot like kids.
It is a lot like kids. And so
a lot harder to do it the right way, but it works.
Yes. Oh, for sure. And he's amazing. He is so thorough. I've had so many people inquire about him and his services because of what they've seen with my dogs. And so I'm super happy that I've got connected with him and that
good.
You know, yeah. So anyway, if you're looking for, you know, some help with your dogs. He does, you know, private stuff. He does where they go stay for a month. He's just a great dude.
I need to look into, like, not the whole month thing. I don't think we need that level.
Yeah.
But I do want my dog to stop barking at everybody that walks yes. up to the door.
And so you have to teach them those behaviors.
Right.
So anyway, I'm super excited to get him home and, you know, put all of his work to use. And, so anyway, he's fantastic. It's, Estill Dog Psychology, Estill Dog Psychology on Instagram or EstillDogPsychology.com, or always just reach out to me if you have any questions. Like I said, I've had a number of people reach out, some who are already using him, because it's almost like you don't believe it until you see it.
Yeah.
Like I didn't believe it. Like I had people when I posted that, the Ring doorbell thing, people that know me and know my dogs are like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? And I'm like, yeah, I know. Like he's magic. And it's not that he's magic. He's just, he knows what he's doing and he's consistent.
Yeah.
And he teaches you as an owner to do the same things. So anyway, check him out. He's amazing.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah,
so we get him back next week.
Very cool story. Oh, yeah. You can have a little dog reunion party.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. What are we talking about?
We're going to have a party on a hill on a sled.
I know.
Or maybe it'll be over by then, but
I bet it will be.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we want to talk a little sportsy stuff?
Sure.
Okay. I feel like we should.
Yeah. we probably should. There is sports happening right now and changing. And let's see. Brought to us. We already did Ty Lock. So the Cowboys are done.
Yeah. They're done.
Their Cowboys are done with their season.
By the time the show airs, Mike McCarthy will either be still here or donezo.
What do you think? The Bears have requested to talk to him. Did you see that?
I did see that. I wondered if it was a plant.
Oh, you think?
I don't know. I'm always so skeptical. Like,
I don't know how he's still here. Like, I'm sorry.
Well, but also too, if you look at his track record and his reputation as a coach, it's very good. Mm-hmm. And I think people around the league are like, we recognize he's really good and we recognize what it's like to coach for the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy.
Yeah.
And it's not an ideal circumstance. So we get Mike McCarthy in here. He's got a proven track record. Then he can flourish. We'll let him do his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he can be great and make us great. So I get it.
Yeah. And I think he was asked, he was quite defensive after the last game because people were asking him about,
yeah.
Do you still think you can win kind of thing?
And he was like, you think you still got it? Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I've still got it.
And
like,
good for him.
And I've won a Super Bowl in this building. He said, you know, in that quote. I'm sure he'll. I just don't think that it's working here. You know, I think he's valuable.
Sometimes you just need a new voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just not working here. And probably the bigger problem is Jerry. But what are you going to do about that?
Like nothing.
Jerry's not changing. So if this coach isn't working with Jerry for whatever reason, you got to get someone else then, which seems like now it's a revolving door a bit.
No, but
wasn't that long we had Jason Garrett here.
What?
And couldn't get rid of him. Remember, he just loitered.
What coach has worked with Jerry Jones?
I mean, a few that won Super Bowls.
Mm.
It wasn't like
Jimmy obviously didn't.
It wasn't
work.
Pretty. I mean, it worked at the time. They won.
Right.
And then they had all kinds of drama.
Right. They won. But and they then won. Jimmy bolted.
Mm-hmm.
And then Barry won with Jimmy's roster
mm-hmm.
and system and whatever.
Well, I mean, and I don't care about what happens next. Just we need to start winning.
You just want new.
Yeah. Just need to win some games.
So I wonder if like, okay, so if no Mike McCarthy, then who?
I heard a few rumors about Ben Johnson,
yeah,
who
he's a very, very
for years
hot name.
Has been a hot name,
yeah.
Like one of the young, brilliant mind kind of guys.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You need someone that everyone's been saying this forever and ever and ever. You need someone that can challenge Jerry. And
I don't think anybody's going to.
But would a young, smart, brilliant mind person maybe just be like, yes, like F off. I don't know. A young, smart, brilliant mind person in the rest of life and business wouldn't take shit from somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think someone like that would be really cool.
Yeah, I was texting with my friend Cliff Kingsbury yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Not about this.
Dun, dun, dun. Breaking news.
Dun, dun, dun. No, not about this. Oh. It's a funny story. He'd probably kill me if I told him this. He basically, like, he gets a new number, like, all the time. And he,
Is he with woman yet?
I don't know. We didn't talk about that. So I basically texted him because I was going to congratulate him on making the playoffs. He's the mm-hmm. offensive coordinator for the Commanders. And all I had in my phone, my latest contact I had for him, it said Cliff 2023. Just knowing that he gets a new phone. The dude does not like, as much as people say, like he doesn't like it. Like he wants to be private.
Yeah.
He really does. And so he doesn't like attention. He doesn't like people talking about it. I don't know, whatever. I've known him.
That's why he just
forever
goes off the grid and gets a new phone and doesn't say, hey, I got a new number.
Yes. And so, but every year I've always got, not every year, but I'll usually get
like his Christmas card.
I will usually get a text that'll be like, hey, here's my new number. And I'm like, oh, made the cut again. So I tried to text him and it was green.
You didn't
make
the cut?
And I was like, I didn't make the cut. So I text Jane Slater, our friend Jane Slater. And I'm like, dude, is there a 2025 Cliff sell? And she's like, hold on, let me text him and make sure it's okay if I give it to you. He doesn't want anyone to have it. And she's like, the only reason I have it is because I saw him because the Commanders played their last game in Dallas. And I was like, well, you tell that mofo, if I didn't make the cut, I am pissed.
Funny.
So, yeah. So anyway, she was like, I'm dying laughing. And so anyway, the three of us were on a text and, you know, Jane's like, here, you know, Emily, welcome, or M, welcome to the, you know, the Cliff inner circle. And Cliff was like, she's been there forever, don't worry. And I was like, I was about to
say.
Did
you ask him why he didn't include you in the?
I don't think he actually just got it. I don't think he had sent out the, hey, new phone, who dis? I think he's had other things on his mind. And so I don't think he hadn't done it yet, or I'm going to make that excuse for him. But yeah, so anyway, I think he would be intriguing. I don't think he would be like an F. I mean, he's definitely a respectful dude where he would respect, you know, Jerry Jones and
all
that
kind of
stuff.
Are we talking head coach?
I don't know. I mean, he was a head coach for the Cardinals.
Right.
And it didn't work out well. He's a brilliant offensive mind. I mean, everywhere he's gone, he's done incredible things offensively. And I think the job that he did with the Commanders this year and granted, he's always got quarterbacks. He's always got great quarterbacks. And so it's like, which came first, the chicken or the egg? And I think it's a combination of both.
You can smash a great quarterback if you're not good with them. And or you can help them excel.
Yeah. So I think he would be intriguing. I just think it's almost with the fan base, they're so apathetic right now that you almost have to make a change.
But you want change. You want different.
I know, you just don't ever know what's going through Jerry's mind.
I know.
Insanity.
And he really is getting old. Yeah. Where it affects
your
brain.
Landman?
No, but I saw the clips.
Dude, he was so fucking good.
So good.
I watched it last
night.
What is
Landman anyway?
Dude, it's cheesy. It's cheesy and it's exaggerated, but it's good. So it's one of two shows that Mike and I will watch together.
Oh.
Lioness and Landman.
Lioness,
which they filmed part of it on our street or whatever. I mean, a snippet of it on our street. But that show, Lioness, is over, so it's just Landman. It comes out every Sunday, and it's Billy Bob Thornton is so good. He's so good. He is such a good actor. I can't even believe it. Anyway,
he's old now.
Yeah, but he's anyway.
But yeah,
it's a good
show.
He's
always been great. Yeah,
it's super cheese. On some parts, like remember the chick from Varsity Blues and she did the whip.
Allie Larder?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's the ex-wife, but now they're back together.
Okay.
Of Billy Bob Thornton. And then they had this daughter who is a smoke show who looks just like her 20 years ago. And there's some cheesy stuff in that regard, like how over the top that is. Like basically the daughter, her name's Ainsley, and her quarterback boyfriend were like just went upstairs to have sex and Billy Bob Thornton turned up the music so he didn't have to hear it. Like, come on, man. Like, we're not, come on, that's a little much. We're wild in West Texas, but we're not that wild, you know what I mean? So anyway, but it's a good show. And Jerry was on it and he was fantastic. I mean, I'm telling you, like, he was fantastic.
Yeah, I saw a few clips of
like
him.
Cried, like there was like some watering of the eyes.
Did anyone know this was going
to
happen?
I don't know. But the fact that he was able to like put that monologue together, like after hearing so many interviews with him over the years, I'm
right. Like, why do you sound so much smarter there?
Maybe because it was scripted. I don't know. I mean, it was.
He had to memorize it, right?
He did. But it was also like it was him being Jerry Jones. It wasn't like him playing somebody else.
Right.
It was talking about family and his kids and buying
so
the
maybe
Cowboys.
It was true.
And maybe it got to him.
You think they wrote it? Or do you think he was ad-libbing a little?
I think it was probably a little bit of both.
Yeah. So it's easier if it's really about you and you can really lean
but
into it. And
I like Jerry Jones. I think Jerry Jones has good intentions.
Get him on. Not I really do. I bet he would.
You think he would?
Or hot ladies, sort of.
Oh.
I think one time we were hot.
One time we were. Well, let's not appeal to him on the, will you come on our
it's
show
the
because
the
we're hot ladies.
The only way to get him. You know,
maybe
you know
he
this?
Wants to talk about sports.
Let's ask him about his new Hollywood
Okay.
You know what I mean? You got to feed the ego. Okay. That's how this works.
All right. Well, you get on that. Don't you? You used to work for the Cowboys.
I did. And I knew him a little bit back then, but I was way hotter. It'll be like, who are you? You're not that same person.
Well, can we go from it? Listen, Julie, you're whoring us out for being hot.
We're not doing anything. We're just, if he's going to say yes to anybody, it's going to be a couple formerly hot ladies that work in sports, right? That he sort of knows. You know Charlotte?
Okay. Look, we can work on this.
He'll have a weird memory of me like roaming around. I mean, I'll at least like trigger something.
Yeah.
And he knows, you know, I'm sure you know him.
I think maybe we should go this route.
It'd be so fun.
It would be fun.
And he'd probably be glad to not be doing a, what about your season? And
Yeah,
he hates that shit. And I would too. He's like, okay. I'm rich. I don't care anymore. Doesn't everybody know it? This is all a charade.
Okay.
I'm answering your questions because I have to.
Let's put that
on
our list.
He wants to come drink and like just shoot the shit.
We just get some Johnny Walker.
And then everybody will love it. And then people will be like, you know what? We forgive you for all these seasons of not winning because you're really cool and fun. Like, and you just needed to do an interview
with
Emily and Julie. The formerly hot host of the Mom Game.
Okay. Which I am so scared about what you're just have been saying because of the whole Skip Bayless, Joy Taylor.
Oh my
stuff.
Goodness. Okay, we have to
let's bookmark
put a pin
that.
In that.
Let's put a pin in that. Okay. So yeah, the Cowboys are done. Who knows what's happening with Mike McCarthy? The Stars are doing good.
Yeah, they're going on.
Yeah.
I've been a little bit checked out.
Right.
Because of the holidays.
And then the Mavs are just like riddled with injuries. So Kyrie's out 1 to 2 weeks.
Yep.
Luka's out. So they're just kind of trying to keep their head above water until the reinforcements come.
Mm-hmm.
And those dudes get back.
And now we have the Cotton Bowl in town on Friday.
And oh my gosh, if something happens, I mean, if they can't.
It's the same as the Super Bowl syndrome.
What is happening?
Why does this happen to us?
Is AT&T Stadium cursed?
Is it Jerry? What did he do?
What do you mean? What is
it? A lot of things. But not to punish the whole city.
I know. Well, I mean, it wasn't just the Super Bowl. Remember the All-Star game?
Yes.
It was a shit show, too. Why is it every time we try to have a big event in North Texas, shit?
Because this is big.
Hits the fan. I know.
We are, Ryder and I are going.
Stop it.
We're supposed to go.
Oh, that's fun.
He was dying to go to a bowl game. He wanted to go to OU, whatever OU did. Which ended up being in Fort Worth the day that I was randomly there and you were at Epic Waters.
Armed Forces, yeah.
Yeah. And we didn't go to that game. And so he was like begging. And so I was like, well, just look up what's around town. Like, we have random things like Frisco, you know.
Yeah.
And so he's like, oh my gosh, the Cotton Bowl's here. And like freaked out. It's going to be a playoff game, whatever. And I was like, well, let me ask Krista, who, you know, we know. Yeah. And of course, Michael and the Cotton Bowl team are great. And so they got us passes, so we're going to go
like
on the field, pregame, and then go watch somewhere, and then postgame. And there's all kinds of cool stuff going on, like they were telling us here on the show.
Drone show.
So I'm currently using that as his bribe, leverage, behave, or I'm not taking you to this shit.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I'm not taking you to a thing with work people far away in snow if you can't say yes when I ask you to do things.
Okay.
So we'll see if Ryder and I go to the Cotton Bowl.
Keep dangling that carrot, girl.
I know. It's one of those things. Like, you know you're probably going to go.
I know.
But I'm almost like, maybe I won't. I mean, we have family in town. It's going to be snowing. But
And here's the deal, though. You've got to follow through. If you say, like, if you don't do this, you're not getting that, you have to follow through.
I know.
Or they're not going to believe you.
I know.
It's just like the dog training.
And yes, you're exactly right. And that
you have to follow through.
That's what it was making me think of.
Yeah.
I dropped it today. Like, he still doesn't know if we're going. So, but he's not turning his behavior around. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, find out Friday if Julie and Ryder go to the Cotton
Bowl. Okay, we'll find out.
Or not.
And then finally, Rangers continue to make some offseason acquisitions. Chris Martin is headed back. Arlington Product was with us for a while. I can't remember what years. Great dude, great family. And they're still, you know, adding to their roster and making moves.
We need to talk about the clips.
Oh, yeah.
And the reacts. And
then, yeah.
The reacts.
So I did announce the show before Christmas that I would not be the primary dugout reporter for the Rangers starting this season. And the responses and the reach out were fantastic and so great. And I feel at peace with it. It felt weird saying it. I've had a lot of questions since then. I don't think I'm going to know how it will feel until it starts happening. And maybe it won't feel any different. Maybe it'll be like I'm there for 20 games and it's great.
You're still there.
I'm still there. And I'm still going to be a part of the organization. I'm still going to be involved, which opening is day. What I want. Do what? We haven't talked about specifics about opening day. I'm really anxious to see who they hire.
Yeah. How's that going? Are they?
I think it's going well. I've talked to a couple of people who have reached out to me because they have had interviews and wanted to, pick my brain a little bit, get feedback. And so I've obviously, talked to those people and I have, some rooting interest in a few of them, one in particular. So we'll see what happens. But it's change isn't always easy, but it's part of it. And, I got a message from a girl and it was really sweet. And I sent it to you and she was like, "Hey, I'm just curious to know if this was your decision." She was like, I think she said she was 48. And she was like, "I just feel like I'm quote unquote aging out of my job." And she's like, "I hope that's not the case for you." And I don't think it's as much to do with age as it is just where I am in my life with my kids and where my priorities are and all that kind of stuff. And I think that it's, employers recognize that and they have to do things on their end, to make sure that they're, protecting their brand and their organization and they're setting themselves up for long-term success and, all that kind of stuff. And so it's almost like it wasn't my idea because I honestly thought I'd go from like 65 to maybe like 50. So to go from 65 to 20 was like, oh, okay. But after, having open and honest conversations with them, I understand where they're coming from. Would I've preferred to do 40 or 50? Probably. Was I prepared to do 40 or 50? Probably. Yes, I definitely was. But I realize where they're coming from. And I also realize that I've been doing this job for a really long time and I've been extremely fortunate and blessed with this opportunity. And I can either, be like, well, if you're not going to give me 40 or 50, then I'm out. Or I can be like, no, I do want to be a part of this. And I understand where you're coming from. And
that's great.
I don't always get, your way and you don't always get to call the exact shots you want and, how you exactly want things to play out and be scripted. And so, so I've been really, really thankful for that. But I also too, I appreciate the person who reached out on Instagram and she was like, "I just feel like I'm, 48 and I feel like I'm being phased out because of my age." And I didn't ask her what profession she was. I feel like it's so fucking bad in TV. I mean, obviously for women in TV, it's like so bad.
Well, then they say like
in sports
budgets, all that it plays into it. Cause if you're 40 something, that means you've been making more and more and more and you're making more money. And then someone will come in that is a lot younger and will do it for cheaper.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's all part of it, but it's like we've talked about this before, but in the television business, if you're like an older man with gray hair, you're like, you're established.
Mm-hmm. And you know what you're talking about on that anchor.
You
desk
are reputable.
You can talk like this and become really famous because of your voice.
Yes. And you're really, and obviously you're distinguished and you're what, and then, if I one gray hair, people are like, "I mean, she's so old. Can't wait till we get a young snack in here," whatever. I'm like, fuck.
Like a snack.
A snack. Oh, yeah. There was some of those.
Like, you're going to know this person in real life, let alone.
Not young
eat them.
Snack. Well, congratulations on your new young snack on the Rangers broadcast. Like, come on, man. But whatever. It's just different. And so as much as many strides as we've made as women and all that kind of stuff and, old, especially, God, I love you old white dudes, especially old white dudes are like, "I mean, what are you talking about? Everything's great. Everything's fine." I'm like, yeah, of course it is. It's fucking great for you. It's been great for you for a long time. I mean, but we still got a long ways to go. And there's not a whole lot of old broads doing sports on television these days. And I'm not saying that's what led to me and this decision and all that kind of stuff. Mine, like I said, it's more about priorities. And it's just this isn't my and not saying my family wasn't my priority before, but they're just so busy.
Well, in the number that they wanted somebody to do.
I'm not doing 100.
You'd be backtracking everything, the progress you've made, spending time with family, 60, the balance we try to find. It'd all be backtracking And so, yeah, you're not wanting to do that.
Right. So it wasn't my idea, right. But it was my decision, yeah. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I feel you, ladies. I feel you. It's, you know, and I think it's not just television. It's a lot of things. And, you know, we're still not there yet. I mean, listen, dudes, if you think we're there, we're not. Just chill out. Give us a minute.
Okay.
Because
we're
still not there. Yeah.
In like office jobs or whatever, sales jobs, whatever. Like, you don't phase out your skills, don't diminish. True. The men or whoever's doing the hiring, they don't have any, they might want some snacks in there.
Right. Yeah.
And that, like in TV, you can almost say budgets, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, you can say,
but in a real life job, like it's kind of messed up if people are feeling.
And I would imagine
that way.
It doesn't happen in, you know, other jobs like it does in TV.
I mean,
TV's a weird animal.
TV is a weird animal.
Judged on your appearance.
But men like snacks around the office.
Men like snacks. They do.
And you have someone who's really good at their job and isn't a snack anymore.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's just interesting. And we it's like kind of the way the world goes.
But we like to pretend like this stuff doesn't exist anymore, right?
Right.
We're just like, what do you mean? It's the Me Too era. It's, you can't do that. It's, we're politically correct. And come on, dudes. Yeah. And it goes both ways. Don't get me wrong. Like, look at that lawsuit.
It feels
Fox
like
Sports. Like, it's not just.
We need to dive into that.
Yeah. Chicks are doing some shit, too. Like, it's not just. I'm not throwing it all on the dudes.
That's right.
It's definitely not.
It feels like a good time to just quickly shout out to our friend Melanie at DeValore Medical Wellness.
Yeah.
She can turn you back into a snack.
Yeah. Please.
Let's all snack. Let's all turn into a snack.
We need more. Yeah. I'll be a snack again. I don't know if I'm capable.
You're doing great.
Again.
You're doing great, Emily.
Okay, what else do we've gone for 800 minutes.
We surely have.
Okay.
Quick shout out, because this is super relevant with this weather. Our friends over at Community Mechanical. It's a brand new company. You probably have a HVAC company that you've been using. Maybe you're not happy with them. Maybe you feel like they're always trying to upsell you. Maybe you feel like you have a pretty good situation, but of course, when they come in, they're going to tell you you need something brand new because they might be getting commission off of it or who knows. Not going to happen with these guys. They just started this company and they really are doing it the right way. And that's what I love about them. That's what I love about working with them and why I'm glad we're partnering with them here on the Mom Game. They actually came and checked out my house, told us that our unit was really good, but one thing we could use was some new duct work. And so they have somebody on staff that can help with that design and figuring that out. And we're in the process of working with that. We just got them our survey, which is the term, you know, where you send them your map of your house kind of deal, so that they can figure out some new ductwork for us. But they can do preventative maintenance and specialized upkeep. They can be kind of on call. They can change your air filter out for you. You go get it. They change it. You don't have to nag your husband about it. Or if you're the husband, you don't have to be nagged about it because you have these guys, Community Mechanical, kind of on call to help you. And right now, obviously, we're about to get hit with some very, very, very cold weather. These guys have been on top of it. They gave me a heads up about a week ago that this was coming. And you want to make sure that your house isn't going to become freezing cold. And then, of course, in a few months, it's going to be really, really hot. And they can help you with that to 0% financing. They can do a new install if you're building a home. Let me just tell you, you need them. They're going to help you out with whatever you need. Best filtration, ductwork, like I said. They can come up with your plan design for heating and cooling. And it is 0% financing, and they'll do a soft credit pull to do that. It won't affect your credit. So all the things that you might be worried about, money, time, are they going to try and upsell me? You don't have to worry about any of that with them. And even better, you can text them, Emily.
Oh,
we all love texting these days. 469-667-7290. You can call them or you can text them. If you're more of a texter, they'll reply and just have them come out to your house, check things out. You can also fill out a form at communitydfw.com, and there's a little drop-down menu, and say that you heard about them from the Mom Game. Please. We would love it if you did. Super great guys. We're happy to support here on the show, and we're happy that they're supporting us as well.
I keep laughing because I guess this can't, like, some camera is picking up me drinking my wine.
Of like the movement. So I'll be talking and it just goes straight. It's like, wait, Emily's drinking, like, again. This is the Emily wine cam. Emily wine cam.
Yeah, I need to clean that up.
Like the red zone.
Okay, did we have
drinking
one more red zone? The Emily sip cam.
I know Julie's blabbing, but everyone stop and watch Emily lift her glass.
Okay, do we have anything else to talk about? Are we going to save everything else for next week?
I feel like we should because we've overblabbed again.
We did overblab, but I did love that you put the Demi Moore thing in there.
I know.
Well, what did she win for?
Honestly, that kind of goes with the conversation we were just having.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
So what did she win for?
Well, it was like best actress kind of deal,
in
but it was for
show?
The Substance is what it's called.
Okay. I've never.
It's like sort of a creepy. I haven't seen it. I didn't know about it until this. But I think it's like, I don't know, some sort of creepy thing that
she's so beautiful.
She's so beautiful. And I saw a quote where she said, like, you know, she hasn't done a lot lately. And she saw this script and it was
she's
like,
She's in Landman. Yeah. She's okay. John Hamm's wife. He's the big billionaire, like owner of the oil and gas
John
company.
John Hamm, Demi Moore, Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
Ali Larder. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she is amazing.
Yeah, so she won at the Golden Globes just the other day, and I thought it was really cool. Her speech was getting a lot of headlines because a lot of people, I think, were proud of her for saying this and also just can relate to it like we were saying. She said, I wasn't expecting this. She won Best Actress in a Comedy or Musical Film. This was at the 2025 Golden Globes that just happened this past week. She said, I wasn't expecting this. I'm in shock right now. I've been doing this a long time, like over 45 years. And this is the first time I've ever won anything as an actor. She's 62 years old now. And
she is 62.
62. She looks amazing.
She is a snack.
She's still a snack.
Dude, she's a fucking snack.
Definitely has a little bit of help from maybe our friend Melanie.
Who
people
cares?
People who are medical wellness.
Sign me up for the Demi Moore snack program, please.
Yes, right? But what I thought was cool, so she was dismissed as what she called a popcorn actress, which of course we haven't heard of because we're not in this world. But a popcorn actress, I guess, is somebody who a director, producer will bring on to the show because they know that a lot of people are going to go buy tickets and watch.
Yeah.
But you're not going to win an award for an actress, sweetie. You just look cute.
Yeah.
So you're going to help us with our, you know, our numbers and we're going to make
marketing.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
But you're not like that kind of actress. And so that's obviously something that she had been thinking about for years and years and years. One thing that she remembered in all of the auditions, roles, directors along the way, that stood out. And I thought it was cool because I feel like we all probably have something like that. Somebody that told you weren't good enough or somebody that questioned.
Mrs. Klein, fifth grade.
I had a teacher, I think it was fourth grade,
yep.
that made fun of my ponytail and said that, whatever. So those things stick with you. She said I was always talking and like wasn't a real student because I was always chatty, you know. And that sticks with you. And this stuck with her. I have a couple things in my career that kind of help you level up, if you will, mm-hmm. and like turn your shit up because someone's doubting you.
It lights a fire
under
you. And if the fire's already lit, it throws gas on it.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it was really cool to see her win this award, accept this award, have the speech that she did that really resonated with a lot of people. And then, of course, I don't know if you saw the clip of her family back home watching, everybody freaking out. It's like, how cool. And the other actresses that maybe thought they were winning. Just kind of everybody was shocked, I guess, that she had won this award because, like you, I think a lot of people didn't know about The Substance, the movie that she won this for. But good for her. It was kind of a cool thing in the headlines this week that I did throw on her.
Yeah, but I love the quote you put that she said, you can know the value of your worth if you just put down the measuring stick. I mean, a fucking men to that.
That's the quote that really was taking off.
Which is, it's brilliant.
Yep.
And it's so true.
Yep.
And it's not even just for us, you know, for moms or it's for kids. It's for everyone.
And it's so hard.
It is to put down because it, you know, what does it say? Comparison is the thief of joy.
Yep.
Like it's just and it's so much now with social media and, you know, with us as, you know, middle-aged women with dudes trying to, you know, who's got the bigger dick and the bigger bank account, like, you know, with kids, who's the best at what this sport or whatever. Like, you can know the value of your worth if you just put down the measuring stick.
Don't compare yourself. Just be you.
It's amazing.
The best job you can do.
And it's hard. And I think it's easier as adults, right? Because we've been through life experiences. For kids, that's so hard.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's hard for us. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just saying it's easier, but like kids nowadays, fuck, that's what I worry about
the
most.
It's so hard. And especially if they don't open up and talk about it, they internalize it all and you don't know how they're internalizing it, what's going on in their head. So, so role models like that, no matter the age, I think are very important.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
Go, Demi, you little snack.
She's a snack. You. She's figured it out.
I know, but now are we marginalizing her?
We can say that.
Oh, we can. As I think former snacks?
She wouldn't be mad at us. We are former snacks. We are recovering snacks.
I might have been.
You
like
were a snack.
I don't think I was ever a snack. I think it was like an appetizer.
You're a little happy.
No, I was like,
that's the same thing.
Not even a snack. But like, I think of a snack as like
its own.
Like, no.
Satisfying.
I'm trying to think of less than a snack. Like, maybe like. So like that cracker you found in the back seat. I don't know.
Of the car?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean.
That's trash.
You're right. And there would never be crackers in the back seat of my car.
There would.
I don't know what I'm trying
to say.
Come
to my car.
I'm getting uncomfortable talking about snackiness.
As I'm uncomfortable a lot in this show. This is going to be good. Or it might be your furry jacket.
It might be my furry. This jacket is fucking working. What?
Speaking of, I have a late Christmas present for you. Let me take off the price tag. It's just a pair of socks, so
don't feel bad.
Don't
tell me what it is.
Well, you can see it.
It's true. I didn't bring you a Christmas present.
I
brought you some Coppola. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. There's nothing I love more in the world.
Merry Christmas,
wine.
A little Coppola Savvy Bee.
Thank you.
Okay, what do these say? Walk in style. Hot mess. What are you trying to say?
Well, they're also like the type of socks that cool kids wear now. They stand up taller than our ankles.
Okay, I like them.
And they say hot mess. And I thought the colors were cute.
They're adorable. Yeah. And I'm going to wear them.
Okay, good.
I'm going to wear them during Snowmageddon 2025.
There you go. Wear some hot mess socks with your Ugg slippers.
That was very kind, Julie. Thank you.
Every once in a while. I remember to do things.
That's very sweet.
Yes.
I love you. And Happy New Year. Not surprising. I'm surprised you didn't wrap them in cellophane just to piss me off.
Damn it.
You missed an opportunity. Okay, right before we go, we do have one more thing to talk about, and that is the North Texas Food Bank Empty Bowls presented by Kroger. I've got to get my tickets. You've already got yours.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting mine. I'm going to do it today. Put it on my list. So this is an annual event. It's an expanded chef station this year with bowl friendly dishes from some of your favorite restaurants. Bayan Lushker, is that how you say it, you think? Lushker, should I know that?
Lusher, maybe.
Lusher. That sounds better.
He's the featured chef.
And he is known for the popular menus at Taverna Rosa, Union Bear, and others. There'll be food trucks. There will be a digital cookbook featuring recipes that you get to try at the event. You have your own artisan-made bowl to take home, and it's a one-of-a-kind piece of pottery that's meant to serve as a reminder that not all of our neighbors have access to nutritious food with which to fill their bowls. There will be a silent auction. It is the 25th anniversary of this event, so come expecting some exciting surprises to make the night even more memorable. We've raised $2.7 million over the last 25 years. And by we, I mean North Texas Food Bank. We are so proud to partner with them and raise awareness for all the great things they're doing in the community. So a special thanks, I should say, to generous Empty Bowls guests and sponsors, both past and present. We do have a special link in our link tree. It's ntfb.org/EB10. And so we want you guys to sign up and be there. What date?
Thursday, February 27th.
February 27th. Okay.
Yep. And it's at their, it's at their headquarters in Plano, 21 and up.
Yeah.
To go. And it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. It will be fun.
I love walking around with a bowl and having it filled up with food.
February 27th.
That's pretty much all it is. Yep.
Okay.
February 27th.
Putting it on my calendar.
6:00 general admission check-in. And Emily is putting it on her calendar. So you know that's going to happen.
Paper
calendar, baby.
Okay.
And I've bought my tickets and you can bring your husband.
Are you Kelly coming with you?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Well, this was fun. We needed this.
We did.
Today.
Because we did have a best of at the end of the year.
We did.
So we hadn't
been 2 weeks.
It had been 2 weeks since we were in our cute little studio.
I know. And now we've got our cute new little mic flags.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Gateway. And we'll be back next week. We have a guest next week.
Yeah.
We have Paige Chenault from the birthday project.
That's right. Birthday party project.
Sorry.
I'm scheduled to volunteer there Thursday. I'm guessing it'll get canceled, but yeah, also next Thursday too.
Oh, fun.
Doing a birthday party. So it'll be really good timing. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
I'm excited to talk to her.
I am too. Okay. Thanks you guys for hanging with us and battling through lipstick and snack talk. And we'll be back next week with
good luck with Snowmageddon.
With more amazing content. Good luck out there in the polar vortex.
Mom game out.
Good luck in the polar vortex.
Good luck out there.